Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're talking about the teams that are still playing, and one of the gentlemen who's still playing, and his name is Elgton Jenkins, made the Pro Bowl, offensive lineman, and Elgton is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Elgton, congrats on the win, and welcome to the show for the first time. How you doing today?
I'm good. How y'all doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Listen, I want to know, I mean, I don't even think Aaron Rodgers has to leave his uniform with the trainer to wash. He didn't get touched. That uniform is spotless, man.
Yeah, you know, in the offensive line room, we take pride in protecting our quarterbacks and carrying lanes for our running backs. So, yeah, it's real good to see.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And you got a heck of one. Billy Turner has been amazing, obviously. You as well. Corey Lindsey is going to the All-Pro. I mean, Aaron Donald is the man. I mean, we know he's the man. He's been defensive MVP a couple of times. You know, when you're facing a guy like that and you guys handled him, he only had one tackle, I believe, no sacks and only one tackle. What's the mentality? What's the conversation in your line room when you're having a game against a guy like that?
Yeah, just making sure that he don't really do anything to affect the offense and the things that we've been doing all season. You know, Saturdays when we have Fridays this week when we have our when we look over the game plan and just tell about the people that we're facing. And you know, the thing with me was just playing my game, just going out there and play how I play every other week. And you know, just playing a guy like that and his caliber, I feel like that was the main focus of me, just playing my game.
Yeah, no, it kind of makes you rise to the occasion, especially if you have the ability, which your group certainly does. And BT's joking, like, Aaron Rodgers didn't get hit. But, you know, you look at your quarterback. He is likely going to win the MVP this year as he leads this team. And you're young. You're only in your second year at Mississippi State. You know, how is it playing with Aaron Rodgers? Because he's got to be one of those guys who – You looked up to when you were young. You know, obviously you were probably in high school when he was just starting and getting into the league. Like, how is it playing with a legend of the game right now?
For me, being in my second year and just seeing how he come to work every day and how he approached the game and how much he loved winning, I feel like it give the whole locker room those same vibes. Everybody come to work and we approach the game as a business, but we also have fun also. So just being around a guy like that and him leading the team, I feel like it helped us a lot.
But there's got to be pressure. And maybe I shouldn't say got to be. I shouldn't assume anything. But, you know, I take it you said you're a young kid, year two, and Aaron Rodgers has been around a long time. And I know that, you know, the conversations that are had by people like us on the radio and TV might not necessarily be conversations in the locker room, though sometimes they can be. I know that you don't break a huddle saying, oh, man, I better make sure I protect Aaron because he's trying to get that second championship because these idiots on the radio think he needs to have a better legacy. I know that you guys don't think about that. But is there a little pressure to make sure that you are fully, I don't say your best because that's always the goal, but that you don't make any stupid mistakes, like any mental mistake, because he'll light you up like Tom Brady. He'll light you up.
Yeah. Me, myself, honestly, like, I feel like it's more pressure within myself and doing my job. 12, you know, he always talked to us. He said, you know, people, it's going to be ups and downs, roller coaster throughout the game. And we all understand that we just play the game we play. And when things go low, you know, we still stay level-headed. And when things high, we still stay level-headed. So I feel like we have around the locker room and also in the offense, we have a better understanding of knowing how to ride that roller coaster and not get too high and not too low. So I wouldn't say pressure. I just say we all play for one another. And just making sure and holding each other accountable and doing our job.
I got you. Makes sense. Spoken like somebody who's part of a very good cohesive unit, as you are. And that's Elton Jenkins from the Packers, lineman, Pro Bowler. He's already got one on, and he's only been around 2 years. So this young man is starting to take off, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Look, your guys' pass blocking is one thing, but your run game has been great, really, the last couple of years. And this past weekend was no different. You rushed for 188 yards. He almost had a 100-yard rusher. Aaron Jones, I think, was a yard short of it. But there's a pride in not just being a pass blocker. And I know just from playing the game and knowing what my offensive line wanted to do, you guys want to run the ball. We think about Aaron Rodgers as a pass-first quarterback, but this team really is about running the football. You guys have like a mentality, I don't want to say dirty, but I used to love my dirty offensive line. Like these guys that just wanted to drag people in the mud. Like where is your mindset as far as the run game is concerned for the Green Bay Packers? Because I think that's the ultimate catalyst.
Yeah, we always try to, in the offensive line room, we always try to establish a run game, making sure we give the running backs the holes to run through. And we got guys like Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, A.J. Dillon, all those guys. When they hit holes, when they see holes, they hit them with bad intentions. So just knowing that giving them holes and giving them running lanes, I feel like it helped the offense a lot by making the safeties come down. And then 12, Devontae, all our receivers, Marquez, Allen, all those guys can then hit DBs and corners over the top. So I feel like we always have a good game plan of what's going on. So establishing the run is one of the main things.
Now you're rare because you have been in the league for 2 years and you've been in the NFC Championship game 2 years in a row. Last year had to leave a bad feeling. You know, what's your mindset heading into this NFC Championship game, especially because it's at home?
Yeah, the road to Tampa come through Lambeau, and last year in the NFC Championship game, we was like I understood that we was four quarters away from the Super Bowl, and now saying that, you know, we back in this same game and can't take anything for granted. So just going out there preparing for the game at practice and making sure that we do the little things to get the game won.
And by the way, what is it like to have, even though it's only a few people, but some people back in the house? It's got to be awesome.
You say, well, oh yeah, I love it. The fans in the stadium, they was, oh man, they brought so much juice. I feel like they helped us a lot throughout the game, you know, with the crowd and just bringing all the energy to the fan. I mean, all the energy to the stadium. I loved it.
That was incredible. And listen, by the way, you know, just to make sure we don't have any issues down the road here, Elton Jenkins with us here on Tiki and Tierney. You know, if we're at the Super Bowl, if we're at the Pro Bowl in a couple of years, and you and Aaron Donald are in the same restaurant, we're not going to have to get between you guys. Everything, this doesn't extend past the field now, does it?
No, it don't. You know, two guys out there competing, you know, things always happen. Like when I was in college playing against Jeffrey Simmons, we used to always argue, fight at practice and all that. But, you know, it's just two guys want to win every rep. So I don't feel like there's no bad blood.
I'm teasing.
Yeah, so, I mean, there were no fisticuffs. I mean, there was no punches thrown. Or
I love
like that.
It. And listen, the young buck is saying, hey, I respect you, but this is my piece of grass right here. I get it. And I know Packer fans love it. And I know Packer fans love you. This is incredible. Todd Bowles' defense is interesting, you know, how they come at you. He's fairly predictable in what he does, but what he does, he's very good at. I know you guys are just starting to hit the film. What do you expect in terms of a style from the Tampa Bay Bucs?
And just a lot of different fronts and personnel thrown at us. We just got to go out there and play within the offense and just do the things that we are supposed to do throughout the week.
All right. Well, listen, this is going to be a fun week out there in Wisconsin for sure. The place is going to be popping. I don't know if they – maybe you know, Elton. Are they going to allow more fans? Has the local officials, have they said anything, or is it still the same amount?
No, I don't know yet. Hopefully they do, because the fans that we had this last past game, they brought so much energy. And not having them fans the whole throughout the whole year and then them coming in, bringing all that energy, it was amazing.
No, it's just fun to watch. It was coming through the TV, but they're Packer fans, so that's what we expect. Hey, listen, enjoy a few days as you prep. We'll all be watching almost the Super Bowl, and it's the biggest obstacle in the world. So revel, stay focused as you will, and enjoy it, man. We'll talk to you soon, Elton.
Take care. Thank y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.